Phoenix Audio presents
Murder on the Isle. Anthology comes from the two Greek words anthos, meaning flower, and logene, to gather. Literally, a gathering of flowers. With Murder on the Isle, we believe we have gathered the finest flowers from the field of short stories having to do with the world of entertainment. We invite you, the reader, to become the audience. We place you not only in the aisle seat, but also in a seat in the bleachers, a box seat at the races, a seat in a movie house. In all, a potpourri of tales about people in the spotlight. So, settle back and enjoy. The starter's gun is fired. The curtain's going up. Happy reading.
Revival in Eastport by John L. Breen. From the Eastport Sun, July 17, 1927. Millard Judson, drama critic of this newspaper, narrowly escaped death Saturday night when he was shot at outside the Sun building. Police report no progress in discovering the assailant's identity. Though Mr. Judson is inclined to laugh off the incident as, quote, the work of some drunk and disgruntled playwright, the Sun is offered a $200 reward for information leading to the gunman's capture. In the otherwise empty city room, Millard Judson pounded the keys of his typewriter. It was a few moments before midnight. The deadline for his piece was not until morning, so, as various members of his family were constantly pointing out to him, there was no earthly reason for him to be working so late into the night. But though deadlines had changed over the years, Millard Judson had not. In 55 years as the Eastport Sun's drama critic, he had formed an opening night routine he could not bring himself to break. So he was up late for a man of 78. Surely doing the piece now...